Welcome to the Missouri Bicentennial Minute from the State Historical Society of Missouri. The General Assembly formed a number of counties in the year of statehood. Among these were two designated in December 1821 in southeast Missouri, St. Francis and Scott. St. Francis County, formed by legislation enacted and activated December 19th. Portions of St. Genevieve, Washington, and Jefferson counties comprise the new county. Although the name came from the St. Francis River, the river commemorated St. Francois Xavier, co-founder of the Society of Jesus and a Jesuit missionary in Asia. The boundaries followed points designated from the U.S. Public Land Survey of the area, except the south boundary bordered Madison County. The enabling legislation set up a commission to locate a county seat, eventually designated at Murphy's Settlement or Farmington. Scott County enabling legislation passed December 28th, but specified activation on March 1, 1822. The entire county formed from New Madrid County. Scott County commemorated Missouri's territorial representative and soon-to-be legislator in the U.S. House of Representatives, John Scott of St. Genevieve. Scott had ably represented Missouri through much of the debates and legislative actions leading to statehood. Scott County's boundaries began in the Mississippi River opposite the mouth of James Bayou, then led northwest to a point north of the line between congressional townships 25 and 26, then paralleled the northern boundary of a land grant confirmed to Moses Hurley where Mrs. Elizabeth Phillips lived. The boundary continued to the west boundary of New Madrid County. The division line divided New Madrid County, and Scott County was the northern portion. Cape Girardeau County formed the north boundary. So, happy birthday to St. Francis and Scott counties, also celebrating their bicentennials. I'm Bill Edelman.